And you should get some glass of Brahma tea for all of you. Are you ready?
Hari Bol! Mataji is not still ready.
Mataji's one run time is over. Silence Ratha time is
over.
Over. Are you ready? Will you hear attentively? You have to yet go and cook the parties at home. You are still tired so much, my God. Are you really ready to hear from the glorious Bhagavad Gita as it is? Are you sure?
Hari Bol!
Mataji is Mataji. Mataji is Shakti. But here I can't see neither Shakti nor Bhakti. What's happening? Mataji! Finally, mothers, it blessed us. Okay? So please pay attention. Alright? Please attend the entire lecture. At the end, we'll also have questions and sessions as well as dinner for all of you. So, all of you are very sincere souls. You have taken out your precious time. You care about Supreme Lord. Thank you all for coming. So, here we have Prasant Mukund Prabhu Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna. Actually, I am not that much glorious as Prabhuji has explained, because one can explain who is himself a glorious person, isn't it? So Prabhuji is already a glorious servant of Lord Narayan. That's why he is glorifying all the Vaishnavas, whosoever comes to the temple. So we should say Hari Bol for him as well. Hari Bol! Thank you, Prabhuji, for giving me an opportunity to speak about Krishna. Because when we speak about Krishna, there is two-way session. You get the purification by speaking and also the purification by hearing. So you will get the purification by hearing, shravanam. And I will get the purification by speaking, kirtanam. So first we will do the kirtan of the Lord Narayan, Jai Shri Radha Madhava. You know the bhajan? Say, raise your hands. Come out of your sleep. Jeeva Jago. Say, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Ram! Hare Ram! Ram Ram! Hare Hare! Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Thank you.
पंच तत्व गोपिकाए की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की पदता पावन श्रील प्रभुपाद की सटरे लफी जिबोदी की बताई गौ प्रेम आनंद हरे कृष्ण. So request to all the devotees, please make your phone on the silent or the vibrator mode, whichever is possible to you. And also, is it hearable to everybody? Audible? Devotees in the last? Yes. So today we are discussing a topic is don't be carried away by Maya. So first of all, I would like to ask how many of you are regular devotees or how many of you are coming for the first time? First time devotees today. Oh, various devotees are first time devotees. So you are okay with the English? Okay, thank you. But no option because today is an English class only. So if you want Hindi, you can come again on Sunday love this program. Okay. So today's topic is don't be carried away by Maya. Maya is something which takes away from the bhakti of Lord Krishna. Away. Okay, so for this, we are taking a shloka from Bhagavad Gita, which is from the chapter 7, and the shloka is 14. So please try to repeat after me, which I am repeating the saying a shloka. Devi Esa Gunamai,
Devi Esa Gunamai,
Mama Maya Durataya. माम एव या प्रपद्यते माया वेदांतरन्ति ते देवी एषा गुणमयी मम माया दुरत्या मामेव प्रपद्यते माया वेदांतरन्ति ते देवी एष गुणमयी मम माया दुरत्या मामेव ये प्रपद्यन्ते माया वेदान्तरन्ति ते. So the translation of this shloka given by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki this divine energy of mind consisting of the three modes of material nature is difficult to overcome, but those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. So there is discussion of the divine energy of Lord Krishna, which is in the three modes of the material nature. So we will discuss, first of all, we will do the Mangalacharan. We will try to purify ourselves and yourselves and the environment. ॐ ज्ञातिर्णाङ्गस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयमरूपं कदाभयं ददाते शब्दक्रान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरुं श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीगुरुं सर्वजातं सगणमनोत्थानितं तं सजीवं साधुवेतं साधुदूतं परिजन सहितं श्रीकृष्णा चैतन्यदेवम् श्री राधा कृष्ण पादां सगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्त राधा कान्त नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हनीभिः वाञ्छाकल्पतरूपश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे.
हरे कृष्ण.
Krishna. So we will discuss about how we came into this material world. This material world is also known as Bhautik Jagat. So how we come into this material world and why we forget Krishna because of the Maya, the material nature. There is three modes of the material nature, which is known as the mode of goodness, mode of ignorance and mode of passion. Satogun, Rajogun and Tamogun. So there is a simple story by which we can understand like how we forget Krishna and how we come into this material world. So this story goes like this, that there was a man, very rich man. You have heard of Birla? Birla, Tata Birla. Birla is a very rich man. So we take an example of like a very rich man like Birla, and his son was driving a car on a very high road. And suddenly what happened, he met with an accident. And while in accident, he came to the mountain down here. And suddenly what happens, his car got fire. And he was fallen on the other side of the car. And what happened? He has a memory loss. And suddenly, some of the Bhil community, uncivilized people were there. And they took the person away and said, "What happened to you, young man?" He said, "I don't know. What is your name?" "I don't know." "What is your name?" "I don't know." "From where do you come?" "I don't know." So he don't know anything. Suddenly, what happened? That Bhil community gave a new name to that person, that your name is Nanu Bhil. What the name? Nanu Bhil. What is the name? And what is your occupation? Your occupation is that you are a woodcutter. You are a woodcutter. You have to cut the woods. You are a woodcutter. The occupation given by the Bhil community. Now, he don't remember who was my father, where I used to live. He has forgotten because he has a memory loss. So because of the memory loss, now he has a new name as a Nanu Bhil. He has a new occupation as a woodcutter. But because his father has an only son, which is now known as Nanu Bhil, so he goes searching for his son here, there, everywhere. And some of his officials, called as investigation bureau officials, find that your son met with an accident and now he is in a Bhil community, an uncivilized community, where is known as Nanu Bhil and his occupation is a woodcutter. Then father said, "But I want my son back. Who will take care of my property? Who will take care of my entire thing? So please bring my son back. Please bring my son back." So now officials took the father and doctor with them to that destination. And they reached there. And what happened? Father stand behind a tree and officials showed him, "Look, there is your son. Hey, look, there is your son. Oh, my son, come, come." But he cannot, because he has a new life, a new family known as Nanu Bhil, has a Bhil community, a new occupation as a woodcutter. So he forgot everything. So now officials went away and said, "Haribol, hey, hey, your father is there. He is standing. Your father is Birla. You belong to a very rich family, very opulent family." But that person says, "No, no, 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 you are wrong. My father is sitting inside wearing a leaf dress, banana leaf dress. And he is sitting inside. He is my real father. He has given me an occupation to cut the woods. How can he, my father? My father is here. Hey, you are stupid. You are taking me in the wrong direction. Go away, go away." He said like this. So what happened? Then father become very sad. That Birla, the rich man, become very sad. "Oh, how can I get my son back? Please do something." Then doctor said, "Oh, he has gone under a disease called as memory loss. Now what have to do? We have to give him some mental therapy shocks. By these shocks, he can get his memory back and he can memorize, recognize that you are the original father." So what happened? Doctor took that son and given him a memory shocks. Some therapy, electrical shocks, memory shocks. And what happened? After some time, various shocks being given and he recognized, "Oh, I have not belonged to this Bhil community. I belong to a rich family. Oh, he is my father. My father." He embraced his father and went away in a Mercedes car back to his very big industrial family. So this is the same story happened with us also. What happened? That we belong to a very rich man known as Krishna. Krishna is very, very opulent in everything. Fame, name, power, everything. Richness. Nobody can be richer than Krishna. Nobody can be powerful than Krishna. Nobody can lift Govardhan like Krishna can lift Govardhan. On a little finger, like a mushroom. We cannot lift a 5 kg of a stone, but Krishna can lift a Govardhan. So, nobody can be powerful, nobody can be richer than Krishna. So, our father is Krishna. We fall down, we met with an accident, and when we take a birth, we call first name as Mama Papa. We call us Mama Papa. People say Mama Papa. It is actually not an English word, it is actually a Sanskrit word. Because in Sanskrit we call it Mama Papa. Because of my sins, I am taking a birth again. Mama Papa. And that is why people keep me recognizing Mama Papa, Mama Papa. And we also kept memorizing for a year Mama Papa, Mama Papa. So because of our sins, we come here. We met with an accident and a total memory loss. We forget that we belong to a very rich father, Krishna, and we are coming from Golok Vrindavan or a Vaikuntha Dham. And we come here, we have given a new name, Prasant Mukunda Das. We have given a new name, new occupation. You are a fundraiser. You are this, you are that. So this is an occupation given here. But we belong to a very rich father. What happened? Then some officials of the rich father, like His Grace Amoglila Prabhu, comes and said, "Hey, Haribol Prabhu, Prasant Mukunda Prabhu, you don't belong to this area. You belong to Golok Dham, Vaikuntha Dham. Come back." I said, "Hey, Prabhu, Renedo, it is not like that. I belong to this original father. My father is here in India only. I have a new name, this name." So he said, "No, Prabhu, no, you come back. Your father is crying for you. He wants you to come back." But we said, "No, no, no. Isn't it?" We say, "No, no, no. Nobody wants to come. Dwarka having 8 lakh people, but only 100 are sitting here. So unfortunate. Nobody wants to go back to the original father. Those who are interested, sitting here." So this is called when we are interested. So doctor comes. Doctor is who? Our spiritual master is a doctor. And doctor says, "Okay, give him some treatment." What the treatment? Treatment given by the Durga Devi. Durga Devi is the surgeon. Durga Devi gives you 3 types of material nature of Tritap called as Adhidevik, Adhibhautik, Adhyatmik. Adhidevik are the cyclones, nature given problems, cyclones, tsunamis. Just came in the area called Kedarnath. There was a flood because of a tap, which is called as Adhidevik, given by the demigods. And there is also called as Adhibhautik tap, which is given by others. Somebody will criticize us. Somebody, like mosquitoes, will bite us. There are various mosquitoes in this season. So this is called as Adhibhautik, the troubles given by the others. And this is called as Adhyatmik Tap, the third tap, which is by ourselves. Tension, stress, anxiety, which is ourselves. So these 3 taps are the mental shocks given by again and again, again and again to the entity, living entity. And what happened? Then, because of the problems, we come to the third. So unfortunate, we have so much of trouble, pain, this, that, loss in the factory, problem in the examination. We come to Krishna. "Hey Krishna, please help me out." Then Krishna says, "Devi esha gunamai mama maya durataya maam evaya prapadhante maya mitam karantite. Whosoever comes under to me, under my shelter, I will take care of that person." So are you ready to go back to Krishna? Only 3-4 people. Say, "Haribo!" This is the enthusiasm. If we even don't want to go back, how Krishna will take us back? If we are not ready to go, like there is a tickets selling by Amoglila Prabhu, is selling some tickets. "Oh, tickets free of cost for Shimla." Everybody, Prabhu, "Please give me. I want to go to Shimla." Similarly, the free ticket available for Vaikuntha Dham. Prabhuji is every day in the Mangala Arati selling tickets. "Haribol, come to Mangala Arati 4 o'clock. Go back to Vaikuntha." But nobody is ready. Nobody wants to go back. Why? Because we are engrossed in the family given here. We every time say Mama Papa, but still we don't want to go back to Krishna. But Krishna wants us to come back.
Really, Krishna is crying, saying, Radharani, that please call these living entities. They are in so much trouble. Why don't they come back? But still, we don't want to go back. This is the problem with us. And also, this is called as Tapatraya Vinashaya Vishnu Utpatyadi Hetve. Because when we come to Vishnu or Krishna's shelter, then only these three kinds of the material nature can be taken care of. Once you come to Krishna, these three kinds of the material, these problems will be taken care of. The problems will be there, but you will not feel those problems. For example, there is so many ditches on the roads, and a person going on a cycle, he will feel ditches are there, speed breakers are there. But a person going in Mercedes will not feel the ditches or the speed breakers, because he is in a shock absorbers. The shock absorbers are given by Krishna. When you become a devotee of Krishna and regularly chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So actually, we are the Sachit Ananda Vigraha, similarly as Krishna. Krishna is said in Brahma Sahita as Ishwaram Param Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha Nadir Adir Govindam Sarvakaran Karanam. Krishna is the Ishwaram Param Krishna. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You do know the meaning of Supreme? Supreme, what do you mean by Supreme? Supreme means nothing can be comparative to Him. He is the Supreme. Supreme cannot be, two people cannot be Supreme. Like He is Supreme and He is also Supreme. Supreme can only be one. Ishwaram Param Krishna. So Supreme is only one, Krishna. And when somebody goes to His shelter, He takes care of every living entity. But the unfortunate is this, we don't want to go back. And Krishna is saying that Mam Eva Ansha Jiva Loka Jiva Bhut Sanatana Mana Shastani Indriyani Prakati Sthani Kuryashati. Krishna says that you all living entities are my part and parcel. So if we are the part and parcel of Krishna, it means that we have the same Satchit Ananda Vigraha within us also, but in a very minute quantity. Like a gold mine has a lot of gold, but the females are wearing the gold jewelry. Isn't it called as jewel? Isn't it called as gold? We are wearing rings, finger rings. Isn't it called as gold? But it is not a gold mine. Krishna is a gold mine, Satchitanand. We are a little, but called as Satchitanand. So we have the same transcendental qualities, the Divya qualities, which is Krishna is having. But we can't be exhibiting that transcendental qualities because we get engrossed in this material nature. When we come in contact with material nature, we forget all the transcendental qualities. Like a drop of a rain water is coming from the sky, falls down on the ground and mixes with the mud. It becomes dirty. But when it is coming from sky, it is very pure. But when it comes and mixes with the mud, it becomes dirty. So that is why we have the transcendental qualities, but we have forgotten because we mix with the material qualities. Do you know that somebody is engineer over here? An engineer? You are an engineer. Okay. So there is a question. If somebody is an engineer, Prabhu, you sleep at what time? 11 o'clock you sleep and you wake up at 5. So while you sleep at 11, you are an engineer. Which stream you are an engineer? Which stream? Aerospace. He is an aerospace engineer with us and he sleeps at 11 o'clock. He is an aerospace engineer. When you wake up at 5 o'clock, are you a doctor or you remain an engineer? Remains an engineer. It means, and between 11 to 5, don't you go under, like you become sometime king, sometime you are bitten by snake, sometime you are horse riding, sometime you are swimming. It happens. It happens with everyone. But when we sleep at 11, we are engineer. When we wake up at 5, we are engineer. It means that when we came from the spiritual world, we were transcendental, a part of Krishna. But when we sleep, our sleeping duration is longer, for 100 years or 50 years or 60 years, we forgot that we are transcendental, like as Krishna. So when we wake up, somebody is required to wake me up in the morning. Like somebody wakes you up, Prabhuji, in the morning, your friend or your alarm clock or somebody wakes you up in the morning. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, listen, listen, it's 4 o'clock, it's 5 o'clock, please wake up, Jeev Jago. Somebody wakes us up.
So somebody is required, which are the Vaishnavas, which says you, Prabhu, you are in a wrong situation. You are in a troublesome situation. Please wake up and come to the spiritual platform by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Coming to the temple, associating to the devotees. So this is what required. So this is why Prabhupada, our founder Acharya of ISKCON, used to say, this is not that we have to add something in our life. We have to add something in our life. It is like reviving Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is already there in your soul. You are already Satchitanand. But you need to revive it. Awakening Krishna consciousness. You are sleeping mode, you just need to awaken. But if somebody in the summer, winter timings, in the December only, we have seen, sometimes in the temple also, somebody is sleeping, after waking up, how can we make him awake? He is awakened, but now he is sleeping, taking his mattress and everything, and now he is saying, Hare Bol Prabhu, I will not wake up. So if he is not ready to wake up, then nobody can make him wake up. So if you are not ready to go back to Godhead, nobody can take you. If you want to go to Shimla, you have to purchase the ticket. Nobody can come to your house and say, this is Shimla's ticket. Then also if you don't want to go, you will not miss the train. So this ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is a train which is going to Godhead, back to Vaikuntha Dham. And who is the captain? Is Srila Prabhupada. And there are various devotees, those who are the ticket collectors, collecting tickets, distributing tickets, collecting tickets, distributing tickets. You just need to be on the train, and one day this train will lead you back to Krishna Loka, Vaikuntha Dham, Goloka. So, just you need to be on the train. But for being on the train, you have to do various kind of activities. Like in train also, there are some rules and regulations. You cannot jump off the train while train is running. Can you jump off? No, you cannot jump off the train. You have to have a ticket. Without ticket, you cannot travel. You have to be on your seat number. You cannot sit on another seat number. So, there are some rules and restrictions for being on the train. And if you be on the train, it will lead you back to destination. Similarly, there are some rules and regulations. What you have to do and what you don't have to do. What you have to do? You have to, in the association of the devotees, always come along association of devotees. And association of devotees means coming to the temple regularly. Listening to the lectures, listening to the pravachan, kathas, listening to the kirtan. This is called association. Then reading the books given by Srila Prabhupada, and the biggest book is Bhagavad Gita. It has changed the entire life of the whole universe. So this Bhagavad Gita has to be read. And then cease for chanting the holy name. Holy name is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So you have to chant. And then you have to take prasad, a food which is offered to the Lord. You cannot take anything which is not offered to Lord. Because Krishna says that I take out sins from the food offered to me and give you back prasadam as my mercy. So if you want the mercy of Lord, you can taste the prasad every day. Like after this lecture, Prabhuji has organized a very wonderful feast prasadam for you people. So this is called the mercy of the Lord, coming in the form of prasad. Prasad means Prabhu ke sakshat darshan, prasad. So if you want to get the darshan of the Lord, you can have prasad every time. So this is called as prasad. Prabhupada explains that bhakti is very simple, but it becomes difficult for the crooked people. For the simple people, it is very simple. But for the complex people, it is very crooked. For the crooked people, it is complex. So when we give ifs and buts, questions, then tarkik buddhi cannot give us the darshan of the Lord Narayan or Krishna. With the tarkik buddhi, there is a verse called as, when there is prashna, there is no Krishna. When there are more prashna, there is no more Krishna. When there is no prashna, then there is Krishna. So if you want to take Krishna, then this ifs and buts, questions should be there, but relevant to the darshan of the Lord. But not like you are asking irrelevant questions like, why, what is the name of the Udhav's Bua? Why the Hanumanji is in the monkey form? Why Ravana has 10 heads? How he used to sleep? These are the irrelevant questions, which has no meaning for the development in the bhakti. So for the crooked people, those who are for the question and answering in this life, tarkik buddhi cannot give you the darshan of the Lord. There is a very simple story. You might have heard of Sherlock Holmes. Have you heard of Sherlock Holmes? Sherlock Holmes. Can you tell who is Sherlock Holmes? Anybody? Yes. English famous writer, yes. He's a famous writer, Nobel laureate, Sherlock Holmes, detective stories, Sherlock Holmes. And he has a wonderful secretary known as Watson. And what happened that one day Sherlock Holmes and Watson went to a picnic. And they had a very beautiful tent over them. And they were sleeping. In the night, suddenly Watson waked up. And Watson said, "Sherlock Holmes, Sherlock Holmes, hey, wake up, see, so beautiful stars. Astrologically, this universes are expanding day by day. That is why they are so beautiful stars. Astronomically, these tomorrow going to be a very, very rainy day. Astronomically. Astrologically, it is as universes are expanding. Astronomically, these tomorrow going to be a rainy day. And calculatively, the time is 2 o'clock in the night. And philosophically, this so bigger universe is being managed by a Lord called some supreme power." So he was giving so questions astrologically, astronomically, philosophically, calculatively. Then he said, "What do you think, Sherlock Holmes? What is your opinion about this?" He said, "Logically, our tent has been stolen away by somebody." This is logically. So logically, we have to surrender to Krishna. Then there is no problem in the life. Tapatraya vinashaya Vishnu utpatyadi hetve. You just need to be with the Vishnu. Otherwise, nothing can work in this material world. So don't apply your tarkik buddhi lots of like why it happened, why Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Krishna when Krishna is in the manly form, why that Arjuna is only chosen as an respondent of the Bhagavad Gita, why Bhagavad Gita was told on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So these are questions which are answered in Bhagavad Gita. So don't ask irrelevant questions, ask relevant questions which can help you out to increase your bhakti life. So there is called as a part of this bhakti is called as faith. When you have a strong faith on Krishna, then automatically everything reveals up, isn't it? Like why we sit in a train, metro train. Have you traveled through a metro train? Metro train? You travel through a metro train? Yes. Why we sit on the metro train without asking the license from the person? That do you know the driving of a metro train or not? That do we ask? Just we buy a ticket and having a faith, we sit on the train. While we have an auto, do you ask the auto driver about the driving license? Do you ask? You ask only? No. Why? Because of faith. Because of the faith, we sit on a train. Because of our faith, we sit in a plane. We have a faith on pilot that he will take us back to the destination. This is called faith. Similarly, a Leela comes in Krishna book. In the Krishna Leela, there was a fire in Vrindavan. By the friction of the trees, there is a lot of fire in Vrindavan, which is called as Davana. And because of that Davana, there was a lot of fire in around Vrindavan. And all the Gwalpals, cowherd boys, and the cows were swept away in the middle of fire. And what they chanted? Mummy! Yes? What they chanted? Papa! Huh? What they chanted? Krishna! What they chanted? Krishna! So, this is called faith. That when you are in trouble, don't call mummy, papa. They cannot help you out. They can help you out in a very little bit. But they cannot help you out completely. When Draupadi was in the trouble, who she called? First to the Pandavas. Then she called Bhim, then she called Arjun, Yudhishthir, everyone. Then afterwards, when everybody left, what she did? What she said? "I am a Kshatriya woman. I cannot leave like this. I will hold on." And when Dushasan was pulling, what she said? "Now, Krishna, please help me out." Like this is all. You have to raise your hands and say, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare." cowherd boys were shouting, and suddenly Krishna came. For example, do you have a faith on us? Do you have faith on us? Yes? Sure? Locked?
Locked.
Okay. So what happened if there is a fire in this room? What will you do? If I will say, please be quiet, nothing will happen, Krishna is here. Will you sit back? What will you do? You will run away, Prabhu. Faith will go away very easily. Oh, Prabhuji, you want to burn off in the fire, you will stick away here. I will be running away. You will say like this. But when they called up Krishna, Krishna came in the Dhavanal. And Krishna said, don't worry, just sleep on the floor, thinking that this is a soft grass and you just sleep away. And everybody said, okay, close their eyes, slept away in a smooth and soft grass. Very cooling atmosphere. Just feel this is a cooling atmosphere. Everybody felt as a cooling atmosphere. And Krishna, what Krishna did? Krishna drank all the fire, called as Dhavanal Pan Leela. Called as Dhavanal Pan Leela. Krishna drank all the fire. But we have to have faith. We are sitting in under this fan. We have a faith that it will not fall down. We have a faith it will not fall down. But it can. But still we have a faith. Rakshati te vishwasa, na rakshati te vishwasa. Krishna will protect us or not protect us, but we have a faith on Krishna that Krishna is the ultimate protector. Then only everything will happen in our life. And this faith is very much required. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, the Param Guru, the Guru of Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, used to say that you can become a devotee of Krishna only when you will surrender your mind, body, words to Krishna, to Guru. Then only you can become a real devotee of Krishna. Otherwise it is very difficult. By a tarkic buddhi, you keep asking questions irrelevant in your whole of your life, but you will never become a devotee. Just follow. Just you have to follow. Once there was an example that if you take an example of an aeroplane, this aeroplane is flying, and an aeroplane is going to America. Okay? And in aeroplane there are lots of facilities being given. Facilities like air hostesses, female, beautiful females. Non-vegetarian item products are available. And drinks, alcohols are available. Televisions, laptops, are very good movies are available. But suddenly an air hostess comes and say, excuse me, attention please. This aeroplane is going to crash in next 5 minutes. Now you can enjoy female, now you can enjoy non-veg, alcohol, television, movies, everything. Enjoy yourself. What will happen? Are we going to enjoy? Why? Why? Shri Shri Rukmani Dwarkadesh Bhagavani Ki, Shri Shri Gaurnitai Ki. So, we are not going to enjoy. Can anybody tell why? Haji?
Yes, Prabhuji wants to say something.
On. Yes, we are enjoyed by the misery, but we are thinking that we are enjoying. And anybody else, what will you do? At the time that after 5 minutes, your plane is going to crash. Now enjoy yourself. What will you do? Anybody? Yes, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. This is only can happen. Now the question arises, do you have a guarantee that after 5 minutes you cannot die? Have a guarantee? Then why don't you chant Hare Krishna all the time? Prabhupada says, a devotee of Krishna is a devotee who is a 24-hour devotee. He is not a morning devotee, that only from 4 o'clock to 10 o'clock he will chant and after 10 o'clock he can enjoy. No, he is a devotee every time, 24 hours. Because any time death can capture, Prabhupada says that the death is like,
our life is like, it's a python with an open mouth and we are sitting in the mouth of a python. It can anytime close down and you will be finished. So chant maximum. There's a very beautiful katha comes from Bhagavatam that there was a rishi called as Lomesh Rishi. Lomesh Rishi was known as Lomesh Rishi. Why? In Ramayana, Kag Bhusindi says that to the Garuda Maharaj, Garuda Dev is the carrier of Vishnu Bhagwan, that I heard complete Ramayana from Lomesh Rishi. And Lomesh Rishi heard the complete Ramayana from Lord Shiva. So Lomesh Rishi is a very, very, very ancient, old sage in the history, in the Bhagavatam, in the Shastras. And even this Lomesh Rishi has written a Ramayana called as Lomesh Ramayana. And Lomesh Rishi also helped the Lord Ram to serve the Shraddha Sanskar in Gaya, in Pushkar. And there is a beautiful caves in the name of Lomesh Rishi in Gaya, in Bihar. If you go to Gaya, there are beautiful caves called as Lomesh Caves. You can visit that place. So people say that Lomesh Rishi still stays there because Lomesh Rishi is very, very old sage. If you know that once Lomesh Rishi was chanting Hare Krishna with a bunch of grass on his head, sitting under a bunch of grass on his head, because sun rays are coming and disturbing him in chanting Hare Krishna. So what he did, he kept one bunch of grass, a dry grass on his head. And whenever sun rotates, he keep rotating and chanting Hare Krishna. Suddenly Narad Muni came and asked, "Hey Lomesh Rishi, what are you doing? You are chanting under a grass, dry grass, bunch of dry grass. Why don't you make some bhajan kutir or a house and a room and can chant silently your Hare Krishna Mahamantra?" He said, "Because the time is very less in my dying, that is why I didn't make any house. Because the time is less." Now listen to the time of Lomesh Rishi. Lomesh Rishi has a lots of hair on his body, like we had a hair, a robe on our body. One hair or a robe fall down in one kalpa. Fall down in one kalpa. One kalpa, now you listen to the one kalpa. One kalpa is 100 years of Brahma. 100 years of Brahma. Now you listen to the one day of Brahma. One day of Brahma means in one day of Brahma, Brahma creates 14 manus. Because we are the prajatis of Manu, that is why we are called as Manushya. Manu, 14 Manus. And one Manu goes into 71 Chaturyuga cycle. One Chaturyuga cycle has Satyuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga or Kalyuga. Satyuga, this Kalyuga is 4,32,000 years. Approximately 4 lakh years. And if we double it, Dwapar Yuga is 8 lakh years. And if we make it triple, 12 lakh years is the Treta Yuga. And if we make it more, 20 lakh years is the Satyuga. So if we calculate all, this 43 lakhs years is the Chaturyuga cycle. These kind of 71 Chaturyuga cycle when goes, then one Manu dies. And then when 14 Manu dies in this 71 Chaturyuga cycle, then one day of Brahma goes. And similarly, when one night also goes, then one day and one night goes of Brahma. And then like this, when 365 days is a year, and when 100 years goes, then one kalpa goes. And when one kalpa goes, then one hair falls down from the Lomesh Rishi's body. Now you can understand how long is the life of Lomesh Rishi. Still, he is saying that I am not building any bhajan kutir or a house because my time is very less when I am dying. And we, in this material mode of nature, we are thinking that we are here for the permanent. That's why people ask, are you in permanent job or you are temporary job? For the temporary life, we are asking for permanent occupation, permanent residence. Also in the forms you write, permanent address or a temporary address. Everything you want permanent, but this life is temporary. One who is an engineer, makes machine, knows about all the things about the machine. Like a car being made by some engineer, mechanical engineer. He knows how much speed, RPM, steering, gear, shift, everything knows about by the engineer. Similarly, If Krishna has created the universe, he knows about all the parts and parcels, particles of about this world. Krishna says this world is known as Dukhalayam Ashashvatam. This world is full of miseries and this is a temporary world. Krishna is stamped in Bhagavad Gita, but still we are thinking that we are here for the permanent residence. How many of you have permanent houses here? Permanent flats, permanent houses, permanent occupations? Permanent occupations? Nobody are raising hand, or actually nobody has occupation permanent? So we are asking, thinking every time about the permanent thing in this material world which is non-permanent. So because it is called as Pramatta Tasya Nidhanam Pashyan Api Na Pashyate. There is a shloka comes in Bhagavatam that Pramatta Tasya Nidhanam Pashyan Api Na Pashyate. When we see that others are dying, we still think that we will not die anytime, any moment of time. That is why we are carried away by Maya very easily. Television attracts us. Movies attract us. How many of you know about Sachin Tendulkar? How many of you know about Amitabh Bachchan? Okay. How many of you know about Rukmani Devi? Oh, reaching. I go. Okay. How many know about Krishna? Okay, very good. So, this is like people know about Amitabh Bachchan and Sachin Tendulkar more, but not about Krishna, because we don't hear and read about Krishna more. If we read and hear about Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, our acharyas, we will think that they are the real superheroes. What Krishna can do the action, no hero can do the action. The hero of our life should be Krishna. Every day the newspaper comes. How many of you read newspapers? Very good people. Very good. So when you read newspaper, next day where do you keep the newspaper? Huh? Where do you keep the newspaper back after reading it next day? Huh? Haji? Dustbin. Dustbin. So, we are reading the news or the articles, we are wasting our time on reading something which is a dustbin knowledge. Which is called as dustbin knowledge. If you have Bhagavad Gita in your house, you have Bhagavad Gita in your house? How many of you have Bhagavad Gita? Oh, so many people. Where do you keep it? Huh? Puja Sthan, temple, cupboard. We are not putting it in dustbin. And this knowledge is coming since 5000 years as it is. Nobody is keeping it in dustbin. Because this knowledge is transcendental knowledge, true knowledge. But the newspapers are going in dustbin. So what do you want in your life? Dustbin knowledge or transcendental knowledge? Which can make you transcendental. Like an electric current is going in this wire, if I hold 420 volt current, I also get the 420 volt current. Similarly, if you touch Bhagavad Gita by reading it, you also get the 420 volt current. Do you want? It is transcendental book. It can change you also into transcendental person. We are actually transcendental, as I told, but we have to revive our transcendental qualities by reading, by the association of devotees. Thereby, there is also a very simple story. I will just need to finish it up. We have a time. I just want to finish up with a small story that we apply our mind so much that even we want that Yamraj cannot take us any time. We want to play with Yamraj also. So there was one man, Yamraj came to his house and said, Prabhu, Hari Bol, now your time is over. Come back. Now your time is over. So he said, Prabhuji, Yamraji, you came so early in the morning, I haven't taken my breakfast yet. So please wait, I prepare chappan bhog today, you will also have fish, I will also have fish, then I will go with you. Yamraj said, okay. Today I have 30 people on the list. How many? 30 people on the list. So I have to take care of each and everybody, because all the project report need to be submitted today to the Brahmaji, that okay, these many souls have been taken care of today.
So today your name is on the number one. That's why I came at 8 o'clock to you. Come. He said, I have to prepare some prasad. He said, okay. Then he prepared some prasad, offered it to Yamaraji. Yamaraji also ate it. And then he also ate it. Then suddenly Yamaraj became very happy. In the meanwhile, he was a baniya. What he did? He cut his name from the top of the list and he written in the last. That so that he will take me at the end of the day so that I can enjoy one day more of my life. So much engrossed in the material nature. One day or more of my life. After finishing the breakfast, Yamaraj became very happy. He said, I am very happy with the 56 books given by you, Prabhu. Very good, very good. Now I am so much happy that today I will start my list from bottom. So his name again came on the first. You cannot change your destiny. Prabhupada used to say that in Bhagavad Gita there are 5 topics being covered. Jeeva, Prakriti, Ishwara, Kal and Karma. These are the 5 topics covered in Bhagavad Gita. But one, everything is fixed. You cannot change the Prakriti. It's a rainy day, it has to be a rainy day. It is to be a sunny day, it has to be a sunny day. If it is Ishwar, you cannot change that Krishna cannot be Ishwar, I become Ishwar. You cannot change. There is permanent things. Prakriti, Ishwar, Kal, time cannot be changed. If it is 8:45, you cannot change. You cannot make it 8:30 again. Time is permanent, it is carries on, keeps on going. But there is one thing, karma, which can be changed. Do you know this? No. So Prabhupada used to say that who can change the karma? Material people, those who are engrossed in the material life, are the slaves of the destiny. They are the slaves of the destiny. But a devotee, a spiritual person, is the architect of the destiny. He can change his life. Because Krishna says, Ye yatham mam prapadhante, tam sate bhajamiham, mam vartam anuvartante, manusham parth sarvashah. The percentage you surrender to me, I will reciprocate. So if you want to change your karma, your destiny, you have to change your karma. You are doing your material activities, now you have to do spiritual activities. Only one pointed devotional service. Then only your life can become successful. Krishna says, one who comes under my shelter, I don't reject that person. Once, what happened? Ramchandra was going into the one. You know the story, Ramchandra was on a vanvas for 14 years exile. Sitadi and Ramchandra was going and suddenly Lord Ramchandra has lots of thorns in his feet. Lots of thorns, kante, in his feet. And what happened? Sitaji was taking out all the thorns in the night while Ramchandra was sleeping. That my Prabhu, I take out your thorns. Suddenly Ramchandra waked up. Sitaji, what are you doing? You are taking away thorns from my feet? Yes, they are going to pain you in the morning, my Lord. But Lord Ramchandra says, Sitaji, you don't know, I have given a commitment. Whosoever takes my shelter, I don't reject them. Pee thorns in my feet only. Even if you are painful to the Lord, Lord will not reject you. This is the love of Lord. So Bhagavad Gita says, there is Eko Shastra Devaki Putra Gitam. You have to follow. In the introduction of Bhagavad Gita, it is written that there is Eko Shastra Devaki Putra Gitam. This is Bhagavad Gita. Only one book, that is Bhagavad Gita. Eko Deva, Devaki Putra Evam. There is only one Lord, Devaki Putra Evam. Who is that? Krishna. Now everybody chant, Krishna!
Krishna!
And there is only one book which is Bhagavad
Gita.
And Eko Mantrasya Namani Yani. Which mantra? Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! 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 Hare Hare! Hare Ram! Hare Ram! 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 Hare Hare! And Karmakrasya Abhi Ekam. Tasya Devasya Seva. We have to serve this Lord, Krishna. This book, Bhagavad Gita. This mantra, Hare Krishna Mama. If you do these three things, four things, that you read Bhagavad Gita, you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and you serve the Lord Krishna, your life is going to be successful. You will not be carried away by Maya so easily. You will have an unflinching faith in Krishna. You will develop bhakti in your life, this lifetime only. Prabhupada says,
you have to complete this business of coming and going in this lifetime only. Don't make it pending for your next life. You have got the opportunity. So fortunate we are. Among so many people in this entire world, we 120 or 140 people sitting here being chosen by Krishna to go back to Godhead. Aren't we fortunate? We are so fortunate. So we have to do three things. What? Can anybody tell? What we have to do three things? Association of devotees? No, I just told what we have to do here. Three things. Read Bhagavad Gita. Chanting Hare Krishna. Only serving to the Lord Krishna. Then your life is going to be successful. And then you get a buddhi. How to make this life successful. Once there was a Vibhishan. He had written Ram on his house. And suddenly Ravana came. Ravana asked, hey, you are my enemy. Being my brother, you are chanting Rama, 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 Rama every day. You are my enemy. Don't write this Rama. Because he was a devotee of Lord Rama, Krishna. He was having a buddhi. Dadami buddhi yogantam yen mam upyantate. Those who surrender to me, I give them intelligence. Because of intelligence, Vibhishan replied, this is not Ramachandra, Lord Ram. This Ram means, Ra means Ravana, Ma means Mandodari. I am chanting your name, Ravan and Mandodari. Ravan becomes so happy. Oh, you are my real brother. Now write this Ram everywhere in this Lanka. So this is the intelligence we get from Krishna. So I just finish over here. If you have any questions, we can ask. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yes.
Why you have earned so emotional senses so well, whereas the attachment to Krishna is so strong?
Yes. Very good question. Prabhuji is asking why we have a less urge for the devotional service where we have a lots of urge for the material life. Because what's your age, Prabhuji?
30.
How long you are in devotional service? In devotional services?
Yeah.
Years? How many years? 14 years. Okay. If we divide 30 out of 14 means your 16 years been in material life and lots more in the previous era. When we listen more about Krishna Katha, when we do chanting more attentively, then this urge comes. Once one Acharya was saying, because we are doing inattentive chanting, that is why this we are not determined for the devotional services. Our urge is very less. We have a disease called avidya on this tongue. Because of that avidya, we cannot chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We are not so inclined towards spiritual life. But we have to follow the rules and regulations. Are we following the rules and regulations? We have to check every day, which is called as check and balance. Every day night when you go to sleep, you just check. Today, how many devotees I met? Shall I discuss? Should I discuss? What I discuss? Krishna Katha or Prajalpa? Gramya Katha? What I discuss? I chanted my rounds sitting on one place, 16 rounds, attentively. Did I read Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam for 1 hour or more than 1 hour? Did I heard some acharyas about Krishna consciousness? If I am doing so much, then you will come to know why this urge is very less. Because doctor can give you medicine, but the medicine therapy you have to take it. Why there are so many people having diabetes? Some diabetes are controlled, but some are uncontrolled. Because somebody whose diabetes is controlled is taking the medicine and precautions carefully. And somebody who is not taking the medicines and precautions carefully, he has to undergo uncontrolled diabetes. So urge becomes controlled when we are determined toward the rules and regulations of the body. Is it okay? Make sense? Anybody else? Any questions? Mataji, Prabhuji has a question.
Lord Krishna was saying in Gita, to prepare the Mahārāja to get into Mahārāja service. But every person is behaving according to the modes of material nature. So, everything is predestined, what Krishna wants to take.
Krishna says, Prakarte Kriyamanani Gune Karmani Sarvasha Ahankar Vimur Atma Karta Aham Iti Manite. One who is in Ahankar says that I am a doer. So Krishna says, activities you can do, but the results are not in your hands. So don't get attached to the result. What happens that when we sit for an examination, for example, a board examination, and now before going into the board class, before giving the examination, we have a buddhi, we have a thought that we are going to get more than 95% or 100%. We already have this in our mind. But later on, what happens that if we get 80% or 70% or 40%, we blame it to Krishna, what you did. And if we get 98%, what we say, I am the doer. So Krishna says, don't get attached to the results, get attached to the activities. And what activities you have to do? Spiritual activities. Then only these three modes of material nature you can overthrow. Mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance. These are kind of three chains. Mode of goodness is like a gold chain. Mode of passion is like a silver chain. And mode of ignorance is like an iron chain. But three of the chains are binding us in this material nature. So Krishna says, Devi esa gunamai mam maya duratya. Today's topic is this only, that one who surrenders to me can overcome of this material nature. And how we can surrender? I have already told that you have to read Bhagavad Gita, chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, be in the association of devotees, serve the Lord Krishna. Is it okay, Guruji? Hare Krishna. Anybody else have a question?
Prabhuji is...
Take a mic, Prabhuji.
When I understand that in the books, results in my hand, is karma also in my hand? At times I doubt. Things happen, just happen. We at times we think that we are just robots. Somebody is controlling us. Even karma or activity is not in our hand. Probably I was destined to come here and visit you.
Yes, very good question. Various people ask this question and we also have a doubt every time. But we have to better determine what the situations are being given by Krishna. But the reactions are in our hands. For example, a very small story you can understand. For example, if we are going to London for a business and we are an exporter. We are going to London for our export business. Okay? And we sit in a plane. We have a seat, this seat. And you also have a seat, this seat. Suddenly what happens, I keep my hand like this. And this person also keeps his hand like this. Now when we touch our hands, now the situation has to be happened. This is destined that we will have our hands touched. Now reaction is in our hands. How we react in this situation? I can react, hey, don't you mind your business? This I have paid for this seat. I have to sit here. Prabhu, take your hand back. I can say like this. He will also say, hey, what are you talking about? Hand. There will be a lot of fight. And what happened? Air hostess, please change our seats. Seats will be changed. When I reach to London, I will find, go to an exporter, I will open a room and enter. And what found? That the person who, with whom I had a fight is the real person I came to meet in London. And I had a damage in my business. And what? I came back empty hand. Now the same situation, you are a devotee of Krishna. Same situation with the person who is a spiritual activist. Now touch hands. That's fine. Now I will have, sorry, I didn't see that your hand was also here. Now that person, no, you also have paid for the seat, you can keep your hand. No, you also have paid, I can keep like this. No, I can also keep like this. Oh, you are so humble person, oh, you are so humble. And what happened? Where are you going? I am going to London. Oh, you are going to London for what? I am going for a business, this is my profile, I do exports. Oh, wonderful. Where are you staying in London? I have not still planned. Oh, you have not still planned. You can stay in my house. I have a house in London. Where are you going? Okay, whom you are going to meet? I am going to meet Mr. Oxford. Mr. Oxford? I am Wilford Oxford. Oh, you are Wilford Oxford. Oh, Haribol, very good. Oh, you have a very good business. The person you are very good. So, because you are very good nature person, your work is genuine, we will make our deal final here only. But now we are already in the flight. now you can come to London, we will roam around and you can come back. Now he had a blissful, a joyful journey to London, a very good weekend, a sport business, just by the reaction. So actions, the situations are destined by Krishna, but how you react in the situation are being defined on you. That is why called as karma. You, the spiritual activities are the architect of their destiny and the material people are the slaves of the destiny. Is it okay, Guruji? Make sense? Hare Krishna. Anybody else for the question? Already various people have left for the prasadam. So we can finish over here. Hey Krishna, Shri Shri Rukmini Dwarkadish Bhagwan ki, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Mahani ki, Panchatattva Gornitai ki, Padeta Pavan Srila Prabhupada ki, Saturday Love Feast Program ki, Jai Gaur Pray Vanande.
So, I'm very thankful to Mr. Pugandu. He spoke so nicely on the topic that how we can entangle and how to disentangle ourselves. And also, I would like to pay my thanks to all of you because this shows a very good etiquette. Before the speaker gets up from his place, actually, no one should care. When the speaker is speaking about the Lord, about the Supreme Lord, and we get up before, until there is some urgent thing. And actually, it is not a good idea.